Back to school means back to routine. Make Kind Breakfast and Kind Breakfast cereal bars part of your out-the-door hustle. Kind Breakfast and Kind Breakfast cereal bars are made with real, nutrient-dense ingredients. Include Kind Breakfast or Kind Breakfast cereal bars as part of a complete morning meal for sustained energy from 100% whole grains. Plus, with oh-so-good flavors like dark chocolate cocoa and blueberry almond, everyone will be smiling out the door. Kind snacks are gluten-free, giving your family convenient snacks to make it from homeroom to the boardroom and back in time for pickup. Life's about to get even more hectic, but the way you snack doesn't have to be. With Kind Nut Bars for an afternoon or late-day snack on the go, snacking becomes the easiest part of your day. You can enjoy the full line of Kind snacks, including breakfast bars and nut bars, and know you're being kind to yourself with whole nuts or whole grains. Right now, get 15% off Kind breakfast bars and Kind breakfast cereal bars with code KIND, only at KindSnacks.com. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to MGP423. I'm Kev, and with me as ever, the sheepdog Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
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 We can officially say this week, Anna, that you don't do that job that you did anymore.
I don't.
Everyone who cares already knows. But, you know, just in case there's that odd podcast listener who wasn't interested enough to go and find out on social media or on the vlog or anywhere else, Anna doesn't work for that place anymore. Hooray.
I do not.
You've had a whole week of being retired now. Are you enjoying your retirement?
It's been different and long and just...
Retirement is long when you retire in your mid-30s.
It's not, no, it's just like with all the school stuff and trying to sort all that out and you not doing the shopping and...
I'll have you know, I did the shopping. I just did it wrong. So that is different from doing the shopping. I did it wrong.
But then I had to go out and sort that out, and I just didn't want to do that.
It does also mean that you can now reveal your social media to everybody again. So at the end of this week's podcast, you have to say it like 26 times to make up for all the weeks you weren't able to say it.
I'm not going to say it
because you had to pretend
times.
You didn't have social media.
I did have social media. I just weren't allowed to be on it.
I did have it. I just wasn't allowed it.
Exactly. I was on it. Just wasn't allowed to.
Well, now Anna's back, everybody, so if we do, or when we do MGPX 2022, she will be able to appear in person and sign autographs and things for you, so you're welcome.
So we've sorted that out for you.
People always want your autograph.
Yeah, don't think so.
They want a beer with Sheepdog, they want to avoid me because I'm even more annoying in person than I am on the podcast, and they want your autograph. And then they just want to watch Pab win stuff. That's MGPX in a nutshell.
No.
Mac Wan wins all the stuff.
Never heard of him.
Although when I don't enter.
Yeah, I suppose
he only
you're
wins because
right.
Pab's not allowed to win anymore. Pab won it and ended up a co-host. Matt sponsored the event and then won everything. It's not a fix, I promise.
Do you reckon Matt saw Pab win everything and become a host, so he just doubled down, throwing everything he had at it, thinking, I'll be the fifth man?
Probably did.
Here we are.
Probably did.
We never invited him, did we?
Well, Pab...
Sorry, Matt.
Pab never disappeared and went to manage a cinema. What were we supposed to do? We're not in control of whether or not Pab manages a cinema.
Is that what Aidy did?
I assume so. That's what they all do, isn't it?
I suppose they all do leave and manage stuff. I mean, John was only on it briefly.
He doesn't count.
Company.
He did one episode and no one liked him, so we had to tell him he wasn't allowed back.
He immediately went and managed a company, though. So, you know.
You think I'm an abrasive personality? John lasted one episode. We couldn't cope with him. Goodness me. How are we all anyway on this fine evening? I realise I've started with Anna, which I don't normally do. I normally hand the floor over to Sheepdog and he gives us 15 minutes of shenanigans.
I am slightly nervous that it's all kicking off outside in the hallway, and if you can hear that, I apologise. But
well, I mean, letting the listeners behind the curtain, you started it and then just shut the door. So, you know.
I didn't start it. I do think I've been you asking for help.
Go and get involved.
I was asking for help long before I asked for help in front of you lot. She just didn't hear, I guess. I don't know. But there's lots of banging, even though they know we're recording. So I'm not.
I can't hear a thing. So you're fine.
Unplug the headphones for a minute. I'll tell her to pipe down.
Kevin, no.
I'm sure that would go down really well. Oh, goodness me. So we're all good. We're all happy. We're all excited.
Yeah, my garage is underway. I might actually have somewhere quieter to record it'll be like the nearest podcast after the 10th of June, because that's when the floors have been properly put in. But
then you'll have somewhere to sleep when you're being a monster as well. So that's double handy.
We did talk about putting a front door on the room so that I could just move there. thought it'd be fun. I mean, I'd love it. I'd just use the communal kitchen and live, eat, sleep and play all in the same place. Could put a little crawl space through to the toilet as well, maybe.
If you work in a garage, you don't need a toilet. I never bothered with one.
But it's been interesting watching them kind of, turn up to do one thing, realise they come to put the door in, and we're like, there's a radiator there, damn, we can't do it. So they've got the radiator removed, they come back to do the door, and we're like, oh, there's also a plug socket there, so now they're waiting for an electrician to come. But every time they've said, oh, we can't do that bit, they've gone in the garage and done something else in there. So the actual, like, they've gone in and done the floor, they've put the window in, they've put the wall bit underneath it, they've put all the wood in place. So it's like all these jobs that they were planning on doing next week, they've done now, and so by Monday they're just going to bang the door through, and then it's pretty much they just need to plaster it and it's done. But it's supposed to be going on till Friday somehow, but all the shenanigans with this door has somehow magicked it quicker. I don't know how they're getting in and out. They did it all, put the window and the like a wall thing in, and somehow they're outside it, but there's no door into it. So until they come and knock the door through, I don't know how we get in it.
Surely they went through the window, didn't they?
Well, but the windows are locked, so...
This feels like the start of a murder mystery movie. I guarantee, if you go and look through that window now, there's a body in there. But there's no evidence of how the murderer got out.
Or you'd assume it was ice bullets or something again.
Where did they shoot the ice bullets from, Sheepdog? Have you got a bullet slot somewhere?
Well, funny you should say that. When they were working out where to put the floor, they drilled a hole.
I can make a suggestion of where to put the floor. Bottom bit. Yeah, well. Near the bottom of the wall.
They had to drill a hole from inside the house through to the garage so they could see where it would line up. And that's what they've done. So maybe that was a ruse, and actually it was a bullet hole. A gun hole, and they've just shot someone through it.
But they've got like a shrinking machine, and now they're entering through that little hole that they drilled through. Because they've shrunk themselves down.
The hole looks like a proper sort of cartoon character mouse hole. So Claire's now convinced a mouse is going to get through somehow. And I'm like, because there's a hole, it doesn't mean there's a mouse. We know the man made it. But she's convinced there's going to be a mouse.
How big was this drill? If a mouse can fit through...
Yeah, it was. It's like he drilled a hole, and then the next time I came back, the hole was mouse hole sized. And it could have been gnawed. I mean, a mouse could have literally gone and in, and then just gnawed it all through. Who knows? But
maybe the mouse killed the man in the garage and then escaped through the mouse hole. Perhaps it's bubonic plague that got him.
We have all been like sniffling. It's weird, actually. I was standing in the living room, and I could hear Claire just suddenly absolutely losing it with coughing and sneezing. I was like, what's wrong with her? And it wouldn't stop, and I started thinking, COVID. And then me and the boys walked in the kitchen and immediately all started coughing and sneezing, because whatever she cooked from Gusto this week, it had some ingredient in it that's just gone in our kitchen. And all four of us and the dog were just,
that's like normally paprika. I can never say it. Kevin, what is
paprika.
It?
Yes.
Paprika!
It's some masala powder thing. It might have had paprika in it. But, we're all fine now, but the poor dog, bless her, is just sneezing away still. And I'm like, oh, That's the last thing we need, her having more problems. She's been at the vet all bloody week, in and out. But yeah, it was just, it's like they just sent us a little dirty bomb in the post that's just blown up and given us all the sniffles.
Yeah, we used to get them and we'd have that spice in it, and it would just, as soon as you start cooking, it just makes you not breathe.
We also occasionally got little dirty bombs in the post, which is why we closed the beer box.
It was weird though, like, because I didn't go in immediately with the boys. They went in first because I think they just wanted a drink. They weren't really checking on her. But when they all started coughing, I was like, what is going on in there? And I walked in and it just hit me like a truck. Yeah. And I was coughing and I was like, what is this? And Claire's explaining to me that it was just some ingredient, whatever, you know. But oh, it was horrific.
Are you allowed to eat truffle?
What a weird question.
It's just, no, because, like, I know pigs are used to find them, but is he allowed to eat it?
I think I can eat things that animals were employed to hunt. Yeah, like, it's a mushroom, innit?
Yeah, fungus, we don't like that, do we, Kevin?
Yeah, I think so.
I like fungus. I don't like truffle. Actually, I don't know if I like... I might love truffle. I don't like truffle oil.
No.
Truffle oil is weird.
Oh, it's awful. Not for the... sensitive tummy, shall we say.
I got sent truffle oil popcorn by a work associate and like the company thing, and it was the grossest. I mean, I still ate every single, it was like a massive bowl each for me and Mrs. Sheepdog, and I was like, this is disgusting. And then I just sat for a film eating two bowls of it because Claire refused, and I just didn't want to waste it, but it was horrible. It's the worst.
What is wrong with you?
Well, we didn't have anything else, and I was just like, I'll be damned if I'm gonna starve through this film. I'm watching a film where I have popcorn. It was gross, though. Even I was questioning it at some point.
Really, really had to fight down that second bowl.
It was all yellow and weird.
Yeah, don't... I mean, you didn't have to eat it, Sheepdog.
I did.
Goodness me. So, video games. Apparently, that's something that we do here. I have to ask, has anyone played this new scary game that was supposed to be... I was supposed to be playing a scary game today.
No.
I was asked if I wanted to stream a scary game. And I just, really? I just laughed and went, no, I don't want to stream a scary game.
Everybody else is.
Resident Evil Scary Biscuits is out today, isn't it? And Anna is desperate to play it.
Really not. Really, and no, not a chance.
Those games aren't normally scary, are they? So has this actually gone properly?
I've watched people, and I can't. So I played the one that had, is it Mr. X in?
It's a 2 remake, isn't it?
After that, I was like, I can't deal with Final Fantasy, with Resident Evil games. I used to love them when I was growing up. Couldn't get enough of them. Now, not a chance. Not a chance. It scares the bejesus out of me. I just can't cope with it. I don't like horrors anymore. I don't know why. I used to love them. But I want...
The furthest I ever got into a horror game was the dog jumping through the window in the first Resident Evil. And that was it. I was done. From that moment on, I've never touched a horror game. I'm not having any of that.
No. I will watch him. Like, so the last one that came out, I watched that being played on YouTube. I'm watching this one being played on YouTube. It's the same with like Bloodborne and Dark Souls. I'll watch them. I won't play them. Not a chance.
Play horror games a few times and I get in my own way. I mean, I was playing that really tame Doctor Who one a few weeks back that I talked about on the podcast, and I was scaring the heck out of myself, even though nothing was really happening. I was just convinced something was I kept going, I think that's going to jump scare, and then it wouldn't. And I'd be like, oh, it's going to do it in a minute, and then it didn't. And it's like, ah. So, yeah, similar to Kev, it wasn't the dog. It was one of those liquor things in Resident Evil 2 that made me jump a bloody mile. I still played that through to the end, but it's on the pile of games I got to the end boss on and never beat.
That's more of a psychological horror, though, isn't it?
I think that's probably my biggest problem, though. I psychologically freak myself out. Because I remember saying to someone, I went to the cinema to see The Ring when that first came out, and I wouldn't consider The Ring a particularly scary film.
No, I didn't find that scary.
But I made myself stupidly scared watching that. Like, I really wound myself. I kept thinking, I want to go home. I need to get out of here. This is terrible. And then I just got carried away. And then all of the scares that happened in the film, I was like, meh. But actually, through the whole film, I've not been that terrified in the cinema or any film before, just because I got in my own head, absolutely went mad. And convinced myself everything was going to happen, or this is going to be, nothing's happened, and it was just constant. I couldn't relax, and it was nothing to do with the quality of the film. I'm just an idiot.
That's mad.
So, Pab, it's all on you. I hope you've played this game.
No, what I'm going to do with this, I'm just going to save it up and bank it for Halloween. So we'll do it at Halloween, probably. I thought, and it, plus, by that point, it'll be at least half price. So
it's not even now, is it, though?
I don't know. It's more expensive enough for me to not to do it, but, like, just willingly. If I do it, because it's Halloween, it's an excuse, then I'm not having the Jesus scared out of me because just for the fun of it.
He needs to keep that Jesus in him, keep him honest. I've heard that apparently someone or a few people are going around on Twitch finding people who are streaming it and telling them the ending.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Which is really selfish.
I hate people like that. There's no need for it.
I don't understand that. Just dumb, isn't it?
Yeah, there's no need for it. Cause it's from... Oh, God, number 7. So it's a follow-on from 7. So you've got Ethan Winters again. You've got a baby. Like, this is literally the start of the game. You've got a baby with your wife that I believe you save in 7. Like, I never finished that because scared the bejesus out of me. Hated it. It goes from there, really. There's people from other Final Fantasy... Why am I saying Final Fantasies? There's other people from other Resident Evils in it, and I was watching, and I was like, oh, that's not good. So, like, I'm not going to spoil it for anyone because, like, it only came out, yesterday. But, very bad start for that family there. Not great. So,
I wonder what Anna could mean. Maybe you're saying Final Fantasy so much because there was a advert today, wasn't there? A new...
Possibly. I keep seeing it everywhere on my PlayStation because obviously I have.
I feel like I need to complete Remaster Part 1 or whatever it is actually called because the advert seemed to show... How do you pronounce her name? Is it Yuffie or Yuffie? I always call her Yuffie, but I'm from Essex, so I pronounce everything wrong. but she seemed to be in the Shinra building fighting... Shinra characters, and I kind of was like, what? Hang on, you don't meet her until you go out across into the big bad world. It seems a bit weird that they're still at the early part of the game in that bit. So maybe I need to complete it and figure out why, and just figure out what the hell they're doing with this series, because this I can't tell if this is just an add-on DLC thing, or whether this is a full-on part two that goes to a different point. You know, are you going to get to the Gold Saucer area in it, or what? I mean,
where are you in the game? Do you know? Can you remember?
God, I've not done the Wall Market cross-dressing mission yet.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's where I am. Is it where
I basically... I didn't get the elemental materia. I think... No, the all. I missed the all materia and I just stopped playing in a bit of a huff because I did get it, but then I had to restart the mission and I thought I still had it because I thought I picked it up. Why would you take it off me again? But it took it off me because I have to do the mission with it or whatever nonsense, and I didn't know that. So once I'd done the mission and I didn't have it, I just thought, well, that's really frustrating. But I mean, part of me foolishly thought that this save would go on to, you know, part two and part three and whatever. But if that's not how they're going to roll it, then I don't really care as much. But I just assumed my save needed to be continuing on into the future, which, I mean, maybe it still will, but I just get the impression that's not what they're interested in doing with it, which seems a bit weird.
Well, getting us back round to the topic of games that came out today, because, you know, we're there hot off the press with the latest news and reviews. I haven't yet played it, but it is ready to download. It's an exciting new game. FM21 came out today. Farm Manager 2021. And I am... I'm very excited to get stuck into this logistic challenge in the new and even better Farm Manager 2021. Plan your field work according to the seasons, look after the animals, take care of machines, and staff satisfaction and react to the changing weather. There's finally a game where I can react to the changing weather. I am very excited about FM21.
if they're talking about the changing weather and the seasons, do you think that the original seasons they meant in that run through were like salt and pepper and stuff like that?
It could be. I'll get back to you after I've played it, because
why would you have seasoning and weather? It's like, you know,
these
the same
are the food. Questions we need answering, Kevin.
Mm.
I mean, if anyone else is interested in playing FM21, I am giving away a copy on Twitter right now for anyone who retweets and subscribes to my YouTube channel, where you won't find Farm Manager 2021 videos, but there might be some alternative FM21 content. But it just, I was blown away. I'm so excited. It's there. It's riding high in the Steam charts at the moment. I'm a little bit worried that right now it might be more popular than Football Manager, because it's on new and trending on Steam.
People love them. It's
weird. I know.
I'm
worried they're going to come after me now when I now that I've made my tweet. I'm going to get the Farmaholics come for me. But fingers crossed, we'll be all right. Talk more about other games, because as you can imagine, I've not played anything other than the real FM21.
Of course you haven't. So Returnal, that game bugs me. I can't get past the first big boss. I played it on Friday last week when I got it. I played it on Saturday and I uninstalled it. And I'll go back to it when I can be bothered. I can't be bothered with it. It bugs me because, like, I know there's a way to, like, I know there's a pattern and I try and follow the pattern, but I just don't have enough health and I don't know how to get my health to go up and stay up. Like, you literally start, every time you die, you literally start with nothing but a gun. And that bugs me. I can't stay alive long enough to get my stats up so I can go and beat it. So I've just uninstalled it and I'll probably sell it at some point this week and just go, no.
Well, I'm glad I didn't spend £70 to download it then on the PlayStation Store.
Maybe, I don't know, it needs a tweak or something, because I can't work it out. I don't know how to get better. I mean, I think I'm just too old to put the time and effort into it. But, like, I was enjoying what I was doing. I was enjoying finding, like, all the bits and, like, new tech and stuff. But you literally start with nothing. There's no way to build anything up, if you know what I mean. Like, you can't build your health up. You can't build your gun. I forget the word. Like how good you are with a gun. You can't build that up and keep it. It just goes back to zero, and it just infuriates me. So yeah, I haven't played that. So instead, I played Metro Exodus and Assassin's Creed Odyssey, because that's they're easy games that I know what I'm doing and I like what I know, and I just don't like that. I don't know, it needs an easy, I know it hasn't got any easy way, like it everyone's on the same kind of level, but I just want games on easy that I can go through and enjoy and not have to think about it, because I am a mum and I don't have time to keep doing the same levels over and over and over and over and over again. It infuriates me. So please, I forget who make it. Make an easy mode just so I can go through and find out what happened. But that's it. So I've just played like Exodus. I put Exodus in because I thought the update was out. So they've enhanced it on PC. And I thought that the PlayStation Xbox updates were out, but they're not out till July, but it still looks great. Like, it's like a 2-3 year game and it still looks great on the PlayStation 5 now. Like, obviously it's a PlayStation 4 game, but it looks lovely. And the same with like Odyssey, it looks amazing. Like, you wouldn't think this game came out, what, 2018, 2017? It looks nicer than Valhalla, and I've got the PS5 version. It's mad how nice this one looks compared to that one. Maybe because I haven't looked at it in a while. Maybe it's because it's all like British, whereas this has got like all of Greece, so they've got different environments. Whereas the England one is a bit of Lincolnshire, looks the same as a bit of Kent when it's all Greece.
How
you know
dare
I mean?
You? Kent's a dump.
Yeah, but Essex in my
is
game
a dump.
Kent is a dump.
Looks the same
Kent
as Lincolnshire. You know what I mean?
They're the dumpy Shelbyville where they marry their cousins. And Essex is the slightly better Springfield.
Yeah, but it all looks the same because it's all just fields. There's no difference. Yes, there's bits and bobs where you go to different areas, and they are different, but not as diverse.
They've
as
got
Greece.
One area. It's Bluewater. You go to Kent for Bluewater.
The people of Kent were so miserable. They dug a hole to get out of it just so that they could get to France. They wanted to go to France, Anna.
Yes, what I'm saying is the British Isles. So because you've only got at the moment, you've only got like where are we going, like Nottinghamshire to like the south coast. So you've got all that to play with, and then you've got, I don't think Wales is in it, so it's got like the border of Wales, and then all of the east and south sides. So you've got all that to play with. But when there's no buildings, it all looks the same. It's green over there, it's green over there. Oh, this bit's a bit hilly. Like there's
green
no
and pleasant lands on it.
Filthy hills. Get the filthy hills out of here. We want flat.
What I'm saying is that the British Isles is green, whereas Greece, and I'm talking like a big section of like all the islands in Greece, all look a bit different, whereas just the England countryside looks like countryside. So I'm just saying that Odyssey,
maybe they just haven't built on it yet. Maybe you just
but that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Odyssey has just a lot more different feel to it, and just green and
better sausages in Lincolnshire, though.
Pardon?
Better sausages in Lincolnshire, though.
Yes, but they didn't have sausages.
Bet they did.
See, you got to remember as well, Anna, Kent's so bad that they just sunk all of the southeast, underwater to bury half of it between England and France because it was that bad. Lincolnshire's so good, they tried to make more land here.
Exactly. Anna, remember that? Out. Remember I told you about that time I went on holiday to a nuclear power station by mistake? That was in Kent. That's Kent. That is Kent in a nutshell.
Oh, that's so funny.
The Dungeness nuclear power station. If we've got anyone from Dungeness in, how's the nuclear power station?
Dungeness. Jesus, did you not even think that was a terrible enough name?
I thought it was romantic.
It worked with me.
It's a romantic name. That.
Dungeness.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so funny. In a caravan of all. Oh, just. Wow. But it was wasn't it, Kevin?
It was £100 for the week, and I've got a picture of myself outside a nuclear power station. So, you know.
With how many children? Two?
Yeah.
Two children and a wife?
No more after that trip.
Yeah, there was. That was it. I was done then. I was barren.
For the first day, his sperm were killing him. By day two, the pain had just gone away completely.
Yeah. That is when my superpower started to come in, though. So
you haven't got
there's
any.
That. Yeah, right. How do you explain my awesomeness?
But for new games, well, it's not new, but I'm thinking about getting the Mass Effect Trilogy Master thing next week. And I also have DLC for Valhalla coming out next week. So, yay! New-ish.
Is the Mass Effect thing just, better quality, like HD, or is it exactly the same, or have they added anything?
Oh, they've remade it, I believe, in the new engine. So they've made it in the Andromeda engine, I believe. Not entirely
That's
sure.
Terrible, isn't it?
That is terrible, but they've took bits of that away. I don't know
they
what
fixed
was
the engine.
Yeah, they fixed.
I meant the engine. But I thought the game wasn't too bad. The engine just seemed worse.
Oh God, it's
I
just
felt like my character looked awful.
Yeah, they changed all that long time ago. It was awful, but it comes with like 20 DLCs. So, and some of them DLCs were like class. Like I played them, and they were excellent. Like I really enjoyed some of them. Like, is it Talia? Is that her name with the mask? I love her story. Her whole backstory. I just really enjoyed it. And I'd love to play it again. So that's out next, I want to say, Friday 13th, I believe it's out. It's like, it's up there in value. It's quite high. But you're getting three games. And to
well, I might do a pub and wait till November 7th to play it.
Yeah. Well, the way I played Mass Effect, I played 2, 1, and then 3. So I played it in the wrong order. So I never got the whole Shepard, oh, it's my Shepard. I played it completely wrong. So it'd be nice to go back.
And... to be fair, mate, I played the demo for 3 and then went and played 1, 2. So yeah, I was all over the place.
Yeah, like I just, Kevin said it, that it came out on Xbox and was an Xbox exclusive for a long time. So I probably missed it, and then
I think it was similar to, because Oblivion, I think, was the same way. It was Microsoft were buying up all the exclusives early on in the Xbox 360, and I'm sure Mass Effect was one of them. I think BioWare were owned by Microsoft when Mass Effect 1 came out, and then they...
Oh, you could be right. Yeah, you could be right, because of Dragon Age, I all played them all on the Xbox, I believe. So maybe. But anyway, remastered, rejigged, looks apparently supposed to look prettier next week. If you've not played it or want to relive your... Is it Renegade or... What's the blue one?
Paragon.
Paragon. Your Renegade and Paragon lives. Get Mass Effect next week.
Well, as much as that might have sounded like an advert, boys and girls, it wasn't.
It's not, if you want, have it.
If you want a comparison, what Pab's about to put in, this is an advert.
Back to school means back to routine. Make Kind Breakfast and Kind Breakfast cereal bars part of your out-the-door hustle. Kind Breakfast and Kind cereal bars are made with real, nutrient-dense ingredients, and they're gluten-free. Include Kind Breakfast or Kind Breakfast cereal bars as part of your complete morning meal for sustained energy from 100% whole grains. Plus, with oh-so-good flavors like dark chocolate cocoa and blueberry almond, everyone will be smiling out the door. Get 15% off Kind nut bars, Kind breakfast bars, and Kind breakfast cereal bars with code KIND at KindSnacks.com. Exclusions apply.
Good work, Pab. Excellent. Excellent piece of advertising. Now let's continue discussing video games. Just for those of you keeping track, there's currently 34 people who've retweeted to try and win a copy of Farm Manager 2021, including Sheepdog.
I was just going to say, can I just add, Ken, I didn't retweet that to win it. I didn't even know that it said retweet to win. I just retweeted it for people. I don't want it.
You ain't having it. Don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry. I don't want it.
Well, don't worry. You ain't having it.
I don't want it.
You ain't having it.
I don't want it.
Hey, Anna, Kent's so bad. Anyway, carry on.
Kent was bad. I just said it all looked the same in the Viking time.
Anna, just leave Kent alone for 5 minutes so we can talk about games.
Yeah, goodness me. They're all West Ham fans because they think they're in London when actually they're not, but they think they are, so they all support West Ham. Hideous.
People.
Yeah, they should be supporting Gillingham, but they're all West Ham fans.
Are there any Kent teams?
Gillingham are a Kent team.
All right. You know me. I grew up thinking anything that wasn't where I lived was north, basically.
I mean, Kent was directly to the south.
Yeah, no, I know. Well, I knew that. I knew that. We spat south at Kent and hoped that our spit would sink it under the water with the rest of it and form a bigger English channel.
Will you leave Kent alone, Anna?
Yeah, Anna, stop it.
I don't mind saying anything.
So Anna hated her game being repetitive and forcing her to redo the same bits over and over again. I've been playing Pokemon Snap all week and I'm loving redoing stuff over and over again. Just getting that little pose right, getting that little moment right on cameras. Absolutely just loving it. It's been brilliant. I got to a point where last time I talked about it, I'd only unlocked 2 places, but I'd done them day and night and they're illuminated Pokemon. Suddenly it just threw places at me thick and fast. There was a beach, there was a what's the other one, bloody hell, a mountain like desert area, and now I've just been going around in a volcano. I swear this professor's just trying to see whether he can kill this like 10-year-old girl that he's got working for him, because he's just sending her literally anywhere. And she survives a volcano, so he's like, let's go deeper into the volcano. I've just found a secret volcano area you can go into that no human's ever been to before. And it's like, there's still a child, professor, come on. But it's very clever how the game should just be taking pictures and kind of getting the Pokemon to do stuff, and how much can you really do with that. But it keeps just adding in extra little tools, and you know, I'm playing them a bit of music if they're asleep to wake them up, or I throw my glowy ball at them and kicks them into action and makes them do a little thing. You know, I can come at different times of day and they're doing different things. Sometimes I go through it and a couple of them start having a fight and I can get a picture of that. And yeah, it's just great. I'm enjoying watching it all unfold. There's little bits of lore to it. I've just unlocked being able to go around the lab that I do the research from. There's just Pokemon there strolling about, living like pet Pokemon, and I can just take pictures of them. And so yeah, I'm just really enjoying it. It's an absolute brilliant time sink and not stressful at all, because there's nothing killing you or whatever. I mean, the most stressful moment I've had in it was these two illuminated Pokemon you were supposed to go do a whole shoot with, and it didn't really mention that you're supposed to. It basically, I did this whole 5-minute mission, got back, and it went, you didn't take any pictures that you could use. I was like, what are you talking about? There's like 50 photos of this Pokemon there with fire all around it. It turns out that with fire around it, you can't take pictures of it, even though you can see it in the pictures. I don't think it told me that. If it told me that, I skipped it. But when I went back to the level, it said, just try lobbing an apple at it. So this poor Pokemon's just flying around in its own home, and I'm throwing apples in its face, and then it's getting rid of its fire guard and just looking at me like, what the hell, man? And then I'm taking a few pictures of it. And weirdly, the first picture I took scored the maximum score. And I don't even think it was... I mean, I'm not really sure about this. If they're illuminated, apparently the scores go much higher than any other score. And I managed to get like three of it without fire around it. And the one I picked out of the three scored me nearly 5,000 points. And I was like, right, that's you done and dusted. I'll try and get some better pictures of it at some other point later on for like the 2-star, 3-star and 4-star pictures. But I got a diamond 1-star straight away. So I was like, yeah, my work here is done for now. I'll come back later. Because I imagine I'll get another tool that will make it do something different somehow or whatever. But I mean, I might be wrong. I might have unlocked all the tools now. But yeah, it's been fun going around the beach and just making the fish do silly things. Or there was a surfing Raichu. The psychic Raichu, it uses its tail as a surfboard and was doing lots of cool little stunts and stuff. And I'm just having fun with it. It's been good. Although my Switch, the bloody controllers keep sliding out. I don't know how to stop that happening, but if I accidentally move a certain way, they slip out and then the game pauses and says, oh, put your controllers back in, you idiot. And so I have to try and hold it in a weird way because it's not just staying in place otherwise. And normally I play it docked on the TV, so I don't have that problem. But in this instance, it's just driving me nuts how it keeps sliding out. They can't bring out the new Switch soon enough. Well, actually, no, to be fair, if they brought it out now, it'd be too soon. Don't bring it out now. They can't. Hopefully they'll bring one out this year, or at least, I don't know, next year. But I want a new one, so I don't have to have this problem anymore. I want them to bring out whatever they're planning on doing next that will be like the Super Switch that's, I don't know, just not got this weird controller problem, because it's frustrating. But the Pro Controller with it is really good, and it's not the game's fault that these controllers keep sliding off. It's the Switch's fault, really.
Splendid. What, you have it in handhold?
Yeah, when I'm holding it, the left and right blue and pink controllers keep sliding out, and it keeps stopping.
Okay.
And I don't really know what I'm doing. It might just be that it's got loose over time. But yeah, I don't.
Get a silicon case to put around it.
Do you know what? That might be a plan, because I've got plastic casing on it, which is silicon. But yeah, but not, it isn't. You know what I mean? I've got plastic around it, so it's not silicon. It's plastic, and it's probably the same thing, but it's not attached to the middle bit. They slide off with that. Maybe I need something that will hold it all together, like you were getting at. But yeah, I mean, I'll have a look. I'll see what happens. I don't really take the controllers off that much anyway. The only thing that would probably make me do that is I read recently that you can now play Mario Party online properly with other people and lots of games and stuff. And I meant to ask you guys whether any of you have it. Did you get it when it came out?
Yeah, we've played it with you loads of times, the three of us. At Comic-Con, you weren't there, but we always named the fourth character Sheepdog.
I was like, you absolutely didn't know.
Yeah, we did. We've played it with you at least three or four times.
You won a few times as well.
We could, in theory, play that with each other.
You did beat us once. Congratulations.
When I tell you what, definitely, when I've got my PC sorted and I can actually stream my Switch, we should play that on some sort of Twitch dealy where we have different screens up and all that. That'd be quite fun. I don't know whether that's entertaining to you lot at all, to be fair. But yeah, it'd be good. The other thing I've been playing, speaking of Twitch, is obviously XCOM 2. I'm very near the end of that now. It is getting bloody hard, but it is bloody good fun. I'm just, I feel like you said before, you got to a certain point, you got fed up with that game.
Yep.
My advice for everyone would be...
It's not the game, it's the bloody, the timer thing. Just wrecked
so,
me.
One of my followers, Melvin, told me that if that timer filled up, it was basically game over and job done. And then he randomly said one stream, oh, by the way, Sheepdog, I looked into it, and apparently if it fills, it just tells you you've got X amount of time to... go and defeat a base and knock it back down. He said it's actually really hard to fail this game because of that. Like, obviously I can still fail it by losing my team and all those other things, but he said if it fails, it just kind of says to you, like, Commander, you've got 10 days to defeat an alien base, otherwise we're all screwed, and then you go and do it or whatever. So I haven't looked further into that to confirm exactly how long you've got, but he was saying what he went and read on my behalf was that you could definitely get around it. It gives you a bit of a fair warning. I'm at a point now where I can't be far. I've just got this like thing. I'm not going to go into great detail because I don't want to spoil anything, but I've just got this thing that makes me think we're about to turn the tide a little bit in the story, which would suggest that I'm in the last kind of act, you know?
Yeah.
So at that point, I only had like I can't remember what the number's out of. Let's say it's out of 10. I maybe had 6 avatars up on my thing. And one of the missions I did knocked them down to, so I'm actually quite low on it. Then I think I knocked it down to, and then I pressed after I'd done the stream. I usually progress it to the next event, and it literally went back up to because I'd hit that week. Because it gives you like, oh, you've got 4 weeks till it's going to go up again, and I hit that 4 weeks, and then it went up, but something else happened that knocked it up again. But I've also got a base that I was literally about. I mean, my next stream is planning on me going and destroying this base to knock it back down again. So. Yeah, it's once you get into the flow of it, it's actually quite easy to keep on top of it. When, you just keep unlocking new countries, and sometimes I'll look at it and think, oh, they're not going up for 4 weeks. I'm just going to gad about over here, gathering supplies, try and find a couple of people to employ, and I'll just try and research a few bits, and then I'll go and act because I know I've got the space. But yeah, that initial bit where you play it, seeing it go up 4 or 5 was quite overwhelming. I actually restarted because I thought, oh, it's all gone wrong. I'm at like 6 out of 10. There's no way that I can get any better than this. It's never going to go down. And looking back, I could have probably let it eke up to even as high as 8 and then knocked it back down. Because there's certain milestones where you turning improving your situation a little bit knocks it down 3, or you take out a special base and it knocks it down a bit. There's milestones in the story where it knocks it down. And I mean, it's kind of similar in the first one. You lose countries early on, don't you, in that? But if you do a certain mission, the whole world's happy for a bit. And in the XCOM 1, I didn't know that. I'd been putting off a mission. I ended up losing like France, Russia, whatever. And I didn't need to. If I'd just done the mission, I would have saved them all, basically. But yeah, it's good. I'm really enjoying it. I love it. I am thinking, I don't know if I said this on the podcast last week, but I want to check whether... is it Chimera Squad? I want to check what the spec requirements are on that. I don't know whether it'd be just a similar engine to XCOM 2 and maybe just a small upgrade and it'll work on my laptop, or if it's like a massive jump and it's a 2020 game, maybe I'd need to wait on the PC. But
is that the DLC?
No, it's a fully separate. It's not XCOM 3, but it's like XCOM 2.5 or whatever. From what I understand, in that you have you're not just humans. You've got like a mixed squad of aliens and humans fighting together, because I'm guessing the baddies in the overall XCOM world are universal baddies that need defeating. But apparently this is like the middle stopgap before they do a full-on XCOM 3. And my plan is, once the PC arrives, I want to just focus on purely doing Pokemon stuff. But I'm also really loving XCOM. It's just, I always knew I liked it, but I never really had the time and a decent enough device to play it on. But now I'm into it. I'm really loving it. I mean, I read there's a book, and I was thinking, do I have the patience to read a book, a proper book with words?
Can you read? Pictures?
My mate asked me the other day what the most highbrow book I've ever read was, and I didn't have an answer for him. I was like, I don't think I've ever read a highbrow book. I was like, define highbrow. And he was listening. I was like, nope, not read any of them. I was like, I've pretty much only ever read trash. And or just like slightly clever trash. But I couldn't think of anything highbrow that wasn't a highbrow comic or something like that, which doesn't really count, does it? It's not going to be considered highbrow. He was just asking what literature I'd read, and I couldn't think of anything. I mean,
if anyone ever asks you that question again, just slap him. What kind of question is that?
He asked me for a reason. We were talking about something else. He didn't just randomly go, "Oh, Sheepdog, what, you know, what's the most..." There was some sort of conversation, and then he just asked me if I'd read anything. I mean, I don't even know what would be considered highbrow. Would something old like Frankenstein be considered a highbrow thing to read, or is that quite a cliched thing to read?
I wouldn't be able to answer because I'm not a wang, so I don't judge books by being highbrow or lowbrow. They're just books.
No, but he just wanted to know. I think he just assumed that I'd have been the sort of person who would have read highbrow books.
Has he met you?
We've established, we were talking earlier, weren't we, that I get a feeling that people don't really know me, and... for the benefit of the listener, my boss told me that I was, well, he, long story short, he said I wasn't an abrasive person. And my first thought was, really? What? yeah, I don't know. I just laughed. So I was telling Kev, because in Kev's world, I'm the most abrasive person he knows.
You're a very unpleasant man.
In my friend's world, I'm probably quite brutal. And yeah, apparently not. Not according to my boss. He's known me for 7 years and worked with me under a lot of pressure at a lot of different moments and doesn't consider me abrasive at all. So, lovely. Typing in highbrow books in Google brings up Robinson Crusoe, The Lady with a Lapdog, Death in Venice, Ulysses. So there are a certain breed of books out there that are considered...
Wang books.
To be fair, my Danish cousin has read Ulysses and he definitely loves being wangy about stuff, and he'd be the first to admit it. He wears a wangy cap and carries a pocket watch and stuff like that. And yeah, he knows full well, and I have explained to him many a time that if he lived in the UK, he'd have been beaten up several times
a day.
In Denmark, they're a different breed. By me. Denmark are a different breed of people. They're very nice and not at all. They're like the anti-sheepdogs of the world.
Sheep, then.
What's
what the anti-sheepdog would be?
I feel like we've upset many parts of the world today.
But not Lincolnshire, and that's all that matters.
Oh, exactly. Oh, shut up.
Sausage country, as we call it, those of us who are from there. Welcome to sausage country.
That's what I say to Mrs. Sheepdog all the time.
Pab,
we greet each other.
Welcome to sausage country, and okay. What have you been playing this week?
So, much of the same, I'm afraid to say.
So unimaginative.
What, XCOM and Pokemon?
No, a little bit from each of you. Whoosh. I played a little bit more Returnal. I'm feeling the same way as you, Anna, a little bit.
Yeah.
I've played
you
like one
You two nearly
run.
Talked me into dropping 70 quid on this last week. I should not listen to you people.
It's a game, right?
Kev, you need to watch it. Doesn't take much. Sorry, go on, Pab.
Actually, you need to watch more of it and see. I mean, the game's right there. Anna has the game. Admittedly, you'd have to reinstall it.
I can't play it, though. She's got it on disc. I'm not playing it on her.
Yeah, you could try it on Anna's. My
I'm
word.
Not, yeah. I'm not,
it's not like
playing in the living room. What do you
it's
think
like
this is?
It's like another planet.
It's Anna's a different
room.
Over,
Kev.
My old
how his brain
pad,
works.
For me to play in there, I'd have to sit on my old chair, not my new chair.
This chair's broken anyway.
This
past,
is just to try it. This is just a trial. It's not.
And
it's not
the
where
chair
you're play
would ruin the experience. I'd hate it because of the chair. I'd just be sat there the whole time thinking, "This is an awful chair."
It is an awful chair. I agree.
Tell you what,
it's a new chair.
Nuisance. Anyway, I've played a little bit more of it. Gosh, there was. I don't know. I feel the same way as you, Anna. I don't like the fact that. And this is the exact thing of what a roguelike is.
Here he goes.
Don't like the fact that you lose everything and you don't, you know, it can go wrong so quickly and you just lose it all and it's just,
yep,
you're done as you start again.
Bloody and Metroidvanias.
It's something that I want to play more of, but like when you, it's like, you play Hades, or Dead Cells.
Mm.
A run where you get something significant, you know, so you get something out of it, doesn't take forever, you know what I mean? Or if a run does take, you do get a long run going, and you die, you feel like you've got something from it. There's things that carry over.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I put nearly an hour in, and I just lost it all. And I was like, I've got literally nothing to show for it. And I'm like, there's nothing other than the fact that I have a bit more knowledge on the game. But even so, I'm not enough to. I didn't get to the boss. I got like locked in a room with a load of dudes, and I just got absolutely wiped.
Yep.
And it's
that's
just like,
it's annoying. I hate it. It's
fascinating. I like it, but it's just I can't. It's so demoralizing to get to do all that stuff and then just to be. Nope, start again. And it's just in the just absolute blink of an eye it can go. Yeah. And I mean, you just got. Plus, I've been dodging the. I've not played it again this week because I've been dodging the patch that came out. Didn't know there was a patch came out this week.
Oh, okay.
And it was the patch came out and started bricking saves.
I see.
So they rolled that back immediately.
Right.
But people were.
I kept seeing it updating, and I was like, "Well, I'm still not gonna like."
Yeah,
it
was bricking safe, so they've rolled it back, and they're gonna put it out again next week, I think, when they've got a proper fix for it.
Jeez.
It was something to do with it, like it wasn't syncing with a cloud, or something like that, and it was behaving weird. I don't know exactly, but yeah, it was. So I was like, okay, I'm just gonna stay off that for now. But. Like I say, this is a full price, like Sony product, so I kind of want to give it a chance. And plus, that's the thing. Online, you know, on social media and whatever, there is so much love for this game, and like I kind of want to see what I want to get to these places that I'm seeing and seeing what's going on. Like I said, I got to that boss that you said you're struggling with. I got to it once, and then.
I got it down to its third block, and it just killed me. And I was just like,
"Yeah, I got there to the first one, and was like, kind of cheering myself on, like throwing myself, and then the bar filled up because, oh god, I didn't even think about that. There's three bloody health bars on this guy. Oh,
yeah, there is. That's the problem.
But I'd like, okay, I've used all my stuff. I used my spaceman.
Mm-hmm.
Get me life back, and I was like, oh, that's it, I haven't got anything else to fight this with. But there must be ways, there must be things that you're doing, there must be small things that you're doing to make progress.
There
must
be. I don't understand how it's that, it's not hard, because there's a pattern, and I know the pattern, and I was doing everything right, but if it gets you in like a vicious cycle, you can't get out of it no matter how much you judge it, just it gets you, and then you're just like, oh, for goodness sake, and then you die, and then you go back to zero, and it's just demoralizing more than anything.
See, the thing is,
because I was interested in the game, but it's just
it's interesting, and the fact that there's audio logs and different little tiny little bits of a story kind of dripping out of like just like being drip fed to you. It's kind of interesting and fascinating as to what's actually happening.
But you're in the same area for hours.
Yeah, but the maps do change, don't they, sort of?
Yeah, but they're the same area, do you know what I mean?
Oh, you're in the same area, and yeah, I know. And I imagine at some point you will...
I've seen everything.
Well, you will get out of there, and you'll probably maybe fast travel out of there, you know, to move to the second area once you've unlocked, like, maybe a fast travel point or something like that. I'm assuming that's you know, like, not Hades, but you know, like other.
I know there's different biomes, but what I'm saying is because I can't get past that guy, all the rooms are the same, and then they start getting the same layout, and I know where like the secret bits are, and I know where the gems are and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, and that's it's just like it gets boring after a while because you're not.
Yeah, that,
you're
it
not
gets to the point where
yourself.
That if it gets to that point, I feel like it should start maybe, you know. Giving you a buff in some sort of way that you know, giving you some sort of item that like will give you a buff, or giving you something that will a better weapon at a certain point or something like that. I don't know, and it could just be a complete RNG and like you just don't know. You might just do the next run, and you might
do it. Yeah.
You might just get given a super badass gun, and you're like, God, where is this all these runs ago? I don't know the ins and outs of how random it is with like weapon drops and stuff like that. I genuinely don't know.
Well, I got a level 5 once, but my
proficiency
was only like level 3, so that was a drop.
Right.
And I was like, oh, and that's how I got him down to his third block, but then obviously I died. But that did help having that slightly higher proficiency on a gun. Because normally the proficiency is how you use the gun in the game. So, like, you'll get to, like, level 1, it says, oh, the rest of the weapons you found will be at level 2. And then I found a level 5, and I was like, ooh, level 5. So it was slightly better, it had better specs, and it helped, but I died. But, yeah, I just don't like starting from zero every time. Like, I've watched people are like, oh, finished it. I'm like, how? How
what, have really?
You finished it? Yeah, wow. And it just... I don't understand because I can't get past the first boss. And the thing is, it only gets worse. Like, do you beat that boss? And then when you die in the next one, do you have to go through the first area, beat
well,
him again?
That's what I'd like to hope. I'd like to think there is some sort of, like a fast travel point from there onwards that you don't have to you beat it. So that is the one continuous... the thing that isn't the same, you know, it doesn't reset.
Yeah.
And that one stays. I'd hope that's the case. Either
that
or...
would be just boring.
Or... because Hades, that doesn't reset. Hades, you have to beat the bosses over time. But you get something good for beating the bosses. So if you get something that makes you super powerful, that you pretty much just, like, blitz it next time you fight it, then that's fine. And so if you get to it, like, you have to start again and you kind of just stroll through it no issues because you've got this powerful item from killing the boss one time, then I'm more okay with that than having to just kind of be get good sort of thing. The get good mentality is not something I subscribe to, so I will give it a go. I made a purchase in the week.
You? What have you purchased, Pab? Have you got me a gift?
No.
It was Anna's birthday this week. Did you get Anna a gift?
It was my birthday.
Was it really?
It was,
I
have
Star Wars Day.
Star Wars Day.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank
happy
you.
Star Wars Day and happy birthday at the same time. There you go. Good. Excellent. Why have I not seen
this? I only remembered it was a birthday coming up because I saw an advert talking about Star Wars Day coming up. And I was like, Star Wars Day? Anna! It's just ridiculous. You've just, that branding's there now
it
in
is.
My head. Associated with you forever. The number one Star Wars fan.
So I've got a new television. I've got a new...
Are you reviewing a TV?
Sorry? No.
Are you about to review
a
TV?
Saying, what I'm about to say is relevant to the conversation we're having prior about Returnal. Is that I have a new LG OLED. It's the one that Digital Foundry and many people recommend for these new consoles. I was like, and I found a good deal for it, and I got it. So I want to see what these PS5 games now do on this TV. Now I want to see what Spider-Man looks like. I want to see what this new Returnal looks like, because Returnal is a very pretty game. The lighting effects in it is they're very cool. I want to see what they do. I want to see like all the new, I don't know, like the stuff that PlayStation 5 can do now with an OLED. That's what I want to see. What PlayStation 5 is here for the new technology, so I don't know. But anyway, we'll see. The only other thing I've played is what Sheepdog has been playing, which is Pokemon Snap. I've played several hours, at least 4 or 5 hours now of more of Pokemon Snap. I like that game, and also baffled by that game at times. I don't know what's good. It's such a clever little game. I never played the original, so it's the first time it's like and I knew what it was, but I never played it or anything like that, so it's all new to me. I'm finding some requests baffling. You get requests by the professor and other people to take certain pictures or get Pokemon to do certain things and take a picture of it. Some things I'm absolutely confused by, like it doesn't always. I'm like, there's a picture there of exactly what you want. Why are you not?
Yeah, I didn't realize the requests were there at first, and then they were like, I want to see this Pokemon yawn, and I was like, I'm pretty sure I've taken that picture because he yawns when I go past him, and I was just going snap, 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 snap. You know, maybe it has to be read first, and I don't know.
I don't. I was like, I think Louis said to me in the chat, he said maybe you've got to have him, you know, highlight, you know, the Pokemon recognized in the picture sort of thing, because you know, like you hover over him with the actual, like the actual.
That's been getting me at the moment because I'm on one where there's a Trubbish and an Eevee next to one another, and I had a perfect Eevee picture already, but I wanted a perfect Trubbish picture, and every time I got the picture lined up, it would switch to Eevee just as I was hitting the A button, and I'd be like, I want. Yeah. I think I got it in the end, but yeah, it was just really fresh. Like, I don't know whether there's just something simple you can do, but this was, I had it in handheld mode, so I was holding it in a stupid way anyway. I'm sure if I'd had the Pro Controller out, it would have been a bit easier. But yeah, I know what you mean, and you're probably right. It's probably just something simple like that. Or it might be that you're misunderstanding bits, you know. Do they contribute to the story? Because I've not really done that many of them. I've just been cracking on.
I've just been doing them because...
Levels
that they put in front of me, and I was like, you pretty much just get given like picture frames and stickers and stuff like that from what I can gather.
It just
put in front of me, and I was like, okay, well, I'll see what I can do. If I can do this while I'm trying to get XP through the levels, then sure, why not? Just so it's an extra thing to put. It's like an extra thing to do while you're out taking pictures. I mean, have you found, Sheepdog, that you take pictures of like. I got like a 4-star picture of a Murkrow. And I got a 4-star picture of it because it was eating, but I threw the apples into the bushes, so they're just all eating in the bushes. I'm just snapping the pictures, but you can't see anything of them. You can't see them in the bushes.
Yeah, and it's like, I think 4-star, what it means
like, I don't get it. It's like it works on a. It's like if it works solely on.
But your picture, like, would have been a bronze picture, yeah? Like a bronze 4-star.
Probably, so, but it was a...
The idea is that you can get a bronze 1-star picture of it just standing there, looking away or whatever. You can get a 2-star picture of it doing something else. And then you can get a 3-star picture of it doing a third thing. And then them all gathering to eat a piece of fruit is probably the 4-star event. But if you're getting it and you can't even see it, you're going to get bronze of that. Whereas if you'd got all 4 of them in front of you eating the fruit, looking at you all really close and big, that's a diamond 4-star picture. So it's not that exact. Like I just had, on the volcano mission, this Tyranitar thing, and it's not Tyranitar, I can't remember what it's called, it's a T-Rex Pokemon, it just ran out. I took a picture of it and it gave me like a 3-star diamond, you know, 4,500 points picture. And I was like, well, it's literally the only picture of it I could have taken. You know, I don't know how I'm going to get a 1-star or a 2-star picture of it, because that's the only time you see it. Maybe it's on a future level, because some Pokemon you see on like the first world and you don't see them again until 4 islands later. And actually you get a much, you know, Pikachu, for example, all my pictures of him sucked at the beginning. But now I've got a couple of missions where he's right in front of you and you can just take lots of cool pictures of him. And so I'm suddenly getting 4,000 points. So I mean, I wish I'd known that, because I spent a lot of time trying to get a good picture of him, because I thought that was the only place to get him. But yeah, it's not clear enough in their explanation, but you can get a... Like, bronze is obviously a bad photo, and then diamond is a perfect photo. You've essentially got to find 4 different versions.
I'm liking that. I'm liking the fact that you kind of have to... In redoing the missions, it kind of gives you opportunities to do things differently and find ways to get them to behave differently or get a better picture of them. The other thing I'm finding weird was like the sometimes I could say this photo is clearly better than this one, but this other one is got a better rating. And I'm like, I can't understand what I can't understand what the scoring system is sometimes when I can see it, and I can see it as, say if it was for real, if I was a photographer and I was taking a picture of something in front of me and it was a perfect shot, but then because of a certain thing that like requirement, like for it to get like whatever it's doing something slightly different, that other one is a better photo, but it's clearly the one I've got here is better, but it's not. It's frustrating. But
if it's looking at you and it's big on the camera, takes up most of the picture, they're going to score like straight off the bat a few thousand points. If it's doing something different other than just standing there, that's going to give it extra points. And if there's another Pokemon in the picture, that's going to push it even further. I think if you were to get like 5,000, you'd need it to be, you know, more than one Pokemon, massive on the screen, right in the center, yeah, looking at you and doing something funny or whatever.
Yeah.
Whereas if, I mean, I got a Tangrowth that was just, I think it's just waving its arms in the air, and it was quite close to it, and it's a big Pokemon, so it filled the picture, and that straight off the bat was like 4,500 points. If I'd have got another Pokemon in the picture somehow, which I don't think I could have done, then it would have pushed that, you know, over 5,000. But 4,000 is the one you need for diamonds, so I don't, you know, I figured that's, I'm not going to take any more pictures of that. I've got that, you know. I need to figure out how to get a less impressive picture of it so I can get the 1-star diamond as well. I don't think I've completed any sets yet with perfect 4 diamonds, and I don't know whether there's unlockables that you can kind of do. I'm still trying to figure out how you do some of them on different tiers as well, like that one with the Meganium, the first illumination one,
yeah,
you see.
Yeah.
I've tried taking pictures of that in all different parts of the level to see whether a certain event is the 4-star event, but yeah, I can't figure it out. Cerebi.net, the number one Pokemon site for all of the kind of figuring stuff out, and you know, if you need any information, that has a full guide of it. So at some point, once I've completed it in terms of just playing through the, I say story loose, it's not, you know, it's not much of a story, is it? But once I've completed all the levels and I'm trying to figure out where the gaps are and what I, you know, why can't I get this picture, I'll start looking on there and thinking, where is the 3-star event that I can go and get a picture of, and then I'll try and streamline it that way and just hopefully complete it. Because yeah, I feel the urge at the moment to try and fill the decks with all diamond photos, but whether I'll feel that way in a, you know, 2 weeks time, who knows. But yeah, it's glad you're enjoying it. It's cool.
Yeah, I am enjoying it. I really am. It's fun. I've been. How tempted have you been for one of these little mini printer things?
Not at all, to be honest.
The more I get some really cool pictures, I'm like, that's pretty cool.
That's what I was going to ask you. Do you save any extras into your diary? Because I felt a bit miserable tons earlier because I haven't been doing that.
I've had to add more storage. Because you can only fill so much before the game goes, you've got no room. Do you want to make some more storage for you? And I was like, yes. So I think I've got more storage added to my Switch now, just for Pokemon Snap.
Ouch.
So
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I
save all
like
the ones that I get diamond rating for. Pretty much.
I'm essentially at the point where I've probably taken a picture of, let's say, you know, I don't even know. Let's say it's 50, 60 Pokemon. I've got maximum 4 photos of each one. Basically, if I've taken a 1, 2, 3, and 4-star photo, they're the 4 that the professor's got, and I just keep replacing it with like, oh, this one scored more, did it, put it in. And so I've just got like a diamond picture of a Pikachu and then another diamond picture of it and then 2 blanks where I've not taken one at that level yet and I haven't saved any others. And I suddenly thought, why aren't I saving these photos? Because I'm weird, I guess. But yeah, at some point I probably will start doing it. If I have a really, there's none where I've gone, okay, that's not the one I've handed to the professor, but I really like it. Generally, I hand the one I really like to him, and he goes, "Oh yeah, that's great." And then I come back like the next time I play it, and I'm like, "Oh, I took a better one, did I? Where it's slightly to the left more. Oh, I'll just bin that other one off," which is classic Pokemon. Oh, this one's slightly stronger, is it? See you in hell, original. But yeah, I think I will start collecting them more because like it does sound like a good idea.
Yeah,
splendid.
But that is all I have played this week.
I've
I'm afraid
seen you
not,
play
not a lot.
Fall Guys though.
Oh, I mean, I always play Fall. We play Fall Guys once a week on stream. Get some folks in, and we do some Fall Guys. But it's just
bunch
it,
of
it is what it is.
Tried to get me involved in playing that with you the other night.
Hang on,
I had to do an anti-Pab rant.
Let's go over this. What happened on your end? Because then you can tell what happened. I'll tell you what happened on my end.
Someone came and said, "Kev, I'll give you £300 if you come and play Fall Guys with Pab." I said, "Yeah." I said, "Go on then." And he said, "No, you have to go and play it first." I said, "That's not how it works."
Yeah, because I had the same guy come into my chat and said, "I'll give you £300 if you play Football Manager now."
Weird.
And I went, no, you're all right. And then he came in and said, what if I get Kev to come and play Fall Guys? I went, well, you can try, but he's been doing his own thing. He doesn't need this. And I was like, I'm very sceptical. So, weird. Yeah.
I'm legit. I'm good for it. I just need to know I can trust you. All right.
Yeah.
Moron. but yeah, I still haven't had my £300, so at the moment I can't play Fall Guys with you, I'm afraid.
No. As and when, though, let me know.
I only play for money. If I get my £300, I'll play with you.
Yeah, we'll get you in. But as and when. Plus, wait, but I want £300 as well for you to play with me as well.
That wasn't part of the deal.
No, but it's for me, though.
Pap, I've got to show this random guy who turned up in my chat for the first time that he can trust me. So if he gives me the money, I have to play.
Yeah, okay. He's got to pay me as well now.
Well, you can take that up with him. I've got to show him he can trust me.
Yeah, okay.
Boys and girls, if you want to follow us on the social medias, and you can follow conversations like that in real time. That's the sort of thing you get on our social media. Not on the MG UK podcast one. Nothing ever happens on that. Well, to be honest, I wouldn't bother following it, but it's there. But you can follow me everywhere at Lelujo or on TikTok, where I am a TikTok sensation, at Mr. Kevin Chapman.
You can find me everywhere at Sheepdog6K. I claim to say it. Sheepdog6K.
Anna!
Yes. I'm at Miss Lelujo in places. I'm not sure where, but I'm around.
Again!
I haven't had time to log. I'm probably that. Most likely that.
Got 25 more times. Where can I find you?
No, not happening.
Is that how long she didn't
26
get
weeks
to say
of not saying it.
Wow.
Mr. Lelujo.
Oh, stop.
We'll do a few more next week. Pab, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me at Pab1986 on Twitter and Twitch.
Excellent. I'll try and do just that. Right, see you next week, boys and girls.
Have a good week.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, folks.
That's not what you say.
It is this week.
I don't like it. Redo the whole podcast.